The West African nation, which supplies electric power to neighbors Togo and Benin, has been struggling to meet demands because of reliance on its over 40-year-old Akosombo hydroelectric dam. A shortfall in rain earlier this year has made matters worse by reducing water levels at the dam and forcing the VRA to start rationing power. Ghana is also the largest gold producer in West Africa, and mining exports make up close to 40% of the country's total foreign earnings. The mining industry, which consumes about 20% of the country's total power production, is among the hardest hit by the crisis. Joyce Ai is the chief executive of Ghana's Chamber of Mines.
Cutting back by 50% means that it's almost like cutting back production by 50%. Because although we have installed capacity for self-generation, it's extremely expensive. It would mean getting regular supply of diesel at the cost that we get it. It would mean perhaps generating power at 15 cents per kilowatt hour, which is almost three times what we get from VRA.
IE says if urgent action is not taken to restore power to normal levels, the industry will be compelled to take drastic action to stay in business.
If Ghana has a serious problem in power, it affects our industry as well, because it's not only the fact that eventually, if it doesn't change quickly, that production will fall drastically. It would mean also that the workforce will have to be cut back, and that is a very serious thing.
The crisis has also affected small and medium businesses, with many cutting output drastically because they are unable to afford substitute power. The World Bank this month gave Ghana high marks as a place to do business, but analysts say without sufficient power, the climate could change. Dr. Kwabena Annaman, Director of Research at Ghana's Institute of Economic Affairs, says if the situation persists, growth rates set out in this year's government budget will not be achieved. He says reliable energy is vital to the development of the country's economy.
Power is one of the major factors that a firm will have to consider if it wants to invest in the country, a foreign firm. So clearly, the unreliability of energy supply makes Ghana less attractive compared to other countries with similar endowments.
Annaman also called for forward planning and the need to diversify Ghana's energy sources. Ghana experienced a severe energy crisis between 1997 and 1998, which also affected Togo and Benin. The crisis then triggered a renewed interest in a proposed West African gas pipeline. The project, expected to be completed next March, would bring natural gas from Nigeria through Benin and Togo to Ghana. Industry watchers are hopeful that the pipeline would help end the perennial energy shortages in the sub-region. FM Dovi for VOA News, Accra.